Gospel Music Today. Now, here are the hosts of Gospel Music Today, Ken and Gene Grady.
We are glad you could spend some time with us today. We have Southern Gospel News coming up, some concert updates, and Gene has a feature group.
Our feature group this week is the Harvesters Quartet.
I'll be talking to Billy Blackwood of the Blackwood Brothers Quartet on today's program. And you've been listening to some new music.
Three brand new CDs, one by 11th Hour, one by the Chuck Wagon Gang, and one by the Kingdom Heirs.
And you've been reading?
The brand new singing news that just came out.
We were at the Memphis Quartet Show. We heard the classic Melody Boys Quartet sing. We have exclusive concert video on today's program.
And I just bet we're going back to Oklahoma for the archives.
Yes, we are. A great continuing event in Oklahoma, the Circle of Friends. We have Sherman Andrus singing, and that's on today's program.
Let's go.
Gospel Music Today begins now.
The Harmony Quartet of Dallas, Texas has added J.D. Meeker to the baritone position following the retirement of founding member Dan Andrews. Carmen Licciardello has signed an exclusive booking agreement with the Dominion Agency. Pardon Trio has signed a radio promotion agreement with Vonda Armstrong and Hey Y'all Media. Their latest single is Down at the Altar. Andrew Brunette is the new promoter and booking agent for the Texas Hill Country Gospel Jubilee. The new CD, Take a Stand, from Crossroads Artists, the Carolina Boys, marks 10 years of ministry for that quartet. That's a look at some of the happenings in the world of Southern Gospel. You can keep up with the latest Southern Gospel news by reading SGN Scoops Digital Magazine. Take a look at their website at sgnscoops.com. And you can find more Southern Gospel news at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
We have been on the road.
Yes, we have. We've been to the Memphis Quartet Show, and every year the classic Melody Boys Quartet is there. They were there this year singing again, and we love seeing them. I believe we have a clip.
Yes, we do.
Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I won't lead me
to that rock?
Yes, lead me
to that rock.
Why don't you? Is higher than I. Thou hast been a shelter for me.
Why don't you lead
me to that rock that is higher than I?
Won't lead
me to that rock.
Yes, lead me
to that rock.
Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I? Thou hast been a shelter for me.
Well, if you go down into the fold to search among the sheep,
my brother,
thou hast been a shelter for me.
Well, you'll find him there, so I am told, with those he loves to keep,
my brother,
thou hast been a shelter for me.
Why won't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I?
Won't lead me
to that rock.
Yes, Lord, lead
me to that rock.
Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I? Thou hast been a shelter for me.
Why don't you lead
me
to the rock,
to the rock
that's higher than I?
Why don't you lead
me to the rock,
to the rock
that's higher than I?
Why don't you
lead me
to that rock,
to the rock that's
higher than I? Thou hast been a shelter for me.
Holy.
Is higher than I. Thou hast been a shelter for me.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shelter for me.
That is the longest running lineup of the Melody Boys Quartet, and they sing maybe 10 or 12 times a year now as the classic Melody Boys Quartet, and they haven't lost a thing.
No, they haven't. Who has a birthday this week?
Happy birthday to Tommy Browder. Tommy sings with his family in the Browders, and his birthday is on September 26.
And we wish a happy birthday to all our Southern Gospel friends.
We have more exclusive video coming up from the Classic Melody Boys Quartet. But first, Jean has been listening to some new music.
11th Hour has a new CD called A Lot with a Little. It was produced by Jeff Collins, and each member of 11th Hour wrote songs for the CD and poured their heart into each song. In addition, there is Bring on the Storm, written by Blake Bowlerjack, and Good, written by Brandon Todd Wright. I like the title song. That's A Lot with a Little by 11th Hour.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. The Lester's Fall Festival of Gospel Music comes to Merrimack Caverns in Stanton, Missouri, October 16 through 19. If you're looking for a concert in your area, check the search engine at gospelgigs.com. And you can always use the links at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
The Harvesters Quartet was organized in 1953 in Charlotte, North Carolina, and became one of the top gospel groups in the nation. They disbanded for a while and later were reorganized by Bill Hefner, who sang with the group until he ran and was elected to the U.S. Congress representing the 8th District of North Carolina. Current members of the group are Tommy Young Tenor, who previously sang with the Glorymen, Danny Parker, lead singer and manager, who sang with his brother Ivan Parker in the Noblemen, Alan Hunter, baritone, who was earlier with the Revelers Quartet, and Mark Hoggard, bass, who spent 25 years singing with his dad in the Lehman Quartet. Although personnel has changed over the years, the group has always worked to maintain the sincerity and dedication handed down to them, never forgetting their responsibility to their God and to their friends. You can find out more about this week's feature group at harvesterscquartet.com.
We were at the Memphis Quartet show. We heard the Classic Melody Boys Quartet sing, and we have exclusive concert video coming up on Gospel Music Today.
Pray when you're feeling low, when the earwinds blow.
I said no,
don't forget to pray.
Hallelujah, brother, come on and
pray when you go to bed for your daily bread.
I said no,
don't forget to pray. You can awake to a beautiful morning when you got troubles. Remember this morning and pray,
brother,
until judgment day.
Hallelujah, I've
got the devil to pay.
I said no,
if you never open up the good book, find some things, brothers and sisters, won't you listen to me? You better get ready when you got misery,
when you're feeling
get on your bended knees,
when the earwinds
turn to the Lord and he'll set you free.
Don't forget to pray.
Pray for all people, face the devil when you got worn out shoes,
when you go to
and you got worries too,
for your daily bread.
Turn to the Lord and he'll set
don't
you free.
Forget to pray.
If you only pray,
you can awake
to trust in the Lord, you'll see the sun again.
When you got
troubles, have your friends out above them, you'll have fun again.
Come on and pray,
now you've heard my plea,
until judgment day.
Say the words after me,
God the devil to pray.
Turn to the Lord and he'll set
if
you free.
Never pray.
If you'll only pray,
you can awake to a beautiful morning when you got troubles. Remember this morning,
come on and pray, brother,
until judgment day.
Hallelujah, I've
got the devil to pay.
I said no,
if you never pray,
if you never pray,
well you gotta pray,
my brother. When the spirit hits you,
gotta sing and shout, or the devil will get you.
Gotta clap, clap hands and shout hallelujah. If you wanna get joy like the angels do, you gotta pray and pray and pray and pray for
Gabriel gonna sound his trumpet one day.
Pray.
Well, well, well.
Pray when you're in the dumps,
my brother.
Then you can take your bumps.
I said now,
if you want me, pray.
Coming up next on Gospel Music Today, Ken visits with Billy Blackwood. Welcome back to Gospel Music Today.
We were backstage at the Memphis Quartet Show. We spoke to Billy Blackwood of the Blackwood Brothers Quartet. That's up next on Gospel Music Today. We are at the Memphis Quartet Show with me, Billy Blackwood of the Blackwood Brothers. And Billy, welcome to Gospel Music Today.
Thank you, Ken. It's great to be with you.
It's very good to see you. We want to talk about your current CD, of course, okay. And the current version of the Blackwood Brothers.
Okay.
But let's go back a little bit to last year and something Gene and I, we were just telling you about today.
Right.
At the Quartet Show last year, the Blackwood Brothers were honored with the musical note for the Beale Street Walk of Fame,
right.
On stage. And Gene and I were walking around today, stumbling over things as we were looking for the Blackwood Brothers musical note, and we found it. So yeah. It's great, and it's still fresh concrete around.
I actually have not seen it embedded yet. You know, they presented it to us last year, and for your viewers who don't know, Beale Street is a famous music avenue here in Memphis, and kind of home of the blues, B.B. King, and all of that, but it's open to lots of genres of music, and they have, much like the Hollywood stars, they have musical notes, brass notes, mm-hmm. awarded to Elvis and Johnny Cash and Jerry Lee Lewis and B.B. King and all, you know, all music people. And last year, we were chosen to be a recipient of a brass note, and it was, you know, we were pretty honored that Memphis would. Memphis has been our hometown since 1950, mm-hmm. but they've always majored in the blues or in rock or yeah. country, which is fine, but they've not really acknowledged the gospel roots here, particularly with the Blackwood Brothers, because mm-hmm. we've been advertising Memphis as our home for yeah. 70 years, mm-hmm. or 60 years, I guess, anyway, so a long time.
What's the current lineup of the Blackwood Brothers?
Well, it hasn't changed much. Wayne Little has been singing tenor with us for, I don't know, 12, 15 years, long, long, long time.
Yeah.
Butch Owens has been our bass singer for probably going on eight years now. You know, and Mike Helwig was our lead singer for 5 years, and when Mike developed ALS, he couldn't travel anymore. Praise the Lord, he's recovering from that, which is, you know, we could talk about that for, you know, hours. That's really a miracle. But Mike's here with us this week, and glad to have him here. But he's not able to travel and sing. And his replacement is a young man named Jonathan Mattingly, who's been with us, this is 2 years now, doing a great job for us. So that's the current lineup. And we do a lot of the old familiar songs. So people, when they come to a Blackwood Brothers concert, they want to hear the old country church, and they want to hear, you know, all the old ones. So we do a lot of those.
Yeah. But the presentation of it is just so good. It's not just singing the songs. We saw you guys at a little church in South Carolina a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
And it was just wonderful. It was just a great program.
Well, thank you. We were very blessed and surprised that you and Gene would come and be there with us. And it was a special day.
Yeah.
It was a special concert.
Tell me about the current recording.
Well, our current recording is a little different. It's all hymns, and it's all a cappella. When I rejoined the group about 10 years ago, I had done musical arranging and always loved the hymns. So I arranged It Is Well With My Soul for us and taught the guys the parts or wrote them out. I don't remember which, but anyway, taught everybody the parts. And so we've done that for about 10 years now. And about every year or so, I would incorporate another a cappella hymn into our repertoire just so we would have, you know, more to draw from. And the last project that we had done was called Classics, Volume 1, with He Touched Me and Beulah Land and What a Day That Will Be, just 10 classic great old songs. And it's been a huge success for us. And I really felt like the Lord told me to do that project. I felt impressed with the Lord to do old songs and nothing but old songs and do them with just a piano. So that's what we did for Classics. Well, it came time for a new project, and I just felt the Lord impress upon me to go even further back and pick 10 great old hymns and do it a cappella, because we had 4 or 5 under our belt already that we did occasionally. Mm-hmm. So I wrote out arrangements for several more, and we learned them and recorded them a cappella, which is, I don't know when I've ever worked so hard on a record. Because I wrote the arrangements, most of them. Mm. And so I'd sit in my room in the back of the bus as we're, you know, bouncing down the road, and I'd sit back there for hours, and really, literally for a few months, just, you know, because you've got to hear it all in your head. It has to make sense, and put it on paper to, you know, to teach it to everybody else. So yeah, that's what we did. And it, you know, it's had a really interesting journey. I don't think the enemy wanted this project out, and not to over-spiritualize it, but when we got finished with it, we had some technical issues with things that just nearly sidelined the whole project. And there was just kind of a feeling of confusion around the release of it. In fact, Daywind originally wasn't even going to release it. They just didn't think that radio would play a cappella. But I said, well, that's fine. We're just going to do it anyway. And we have that agreement. We can put out our own product. Well, then they heard it. And they said, you know what? Let's pick this up and let's do a label project with this. And so they did. And so it's out on Daywind. And it, too, is just going over fantastic. Lee, with people, they love the old hymns, and mm-hmm. and it's just, you know, a cappella is an art form that it's difficult to do, and difficult to do well.
Yeah,
and it, you know, to showcase, it's a great marriage. Let me put that way, it's a great marriage because when you have lyrics like the old hymns, mm-hmm. you know, He hideth my soul and it is well with my soul and to God be the glory and come thou fount of every blessing and I sing the mighty power of God. You have lyrics that are that weighty and that profound, and there's no instrumentation except just the voices proclaiming that. There's just something, there's a really powerful combination there. Yeah. So it's just going really, really well yeah. for us.
We are at the Memphis Quartet Show 2019, mm-hmm. and when we count back to 1934, this is the 85th year mm-hmm. for the Blackwood Brothers.
Yes.
And still...
I think I'm holding up pretty well, don't you?
Yeah, you do. You look pretty good. Well, it's these lights.
It's the lights,
help,
yeah.
help a little bit. That is really an amazing run.
It really is. A pastor introducing us the other day said, you don't maintain anything for 85 years unless the Lord is in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very honored and humbled to hear that. I mean, and I absolutely agree. You can't manufacture that. You can't keep that momentum and yeah. that anointing and all of that going if it's not God.
Well, Billy, it is always great to see you, and we want to thank you for being with us on Gospel Music Today.
Thank you, Ken. It's my pleasure.
In this month's Singing News, there's an article by Danny Jones called Remembering Dr. Jerry Goff. There's a story of his life and excerpts by Gerald Wolfe, Becky Simmons, and Josh Franks. Throughout the article, the word encourager stands out, and that's truly what he was. He is missed by all of us, and you can find a link to Singing News at our website, GospelMusicToday.com.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. Triumphant Quartet, Tribute Quartet, the Nealons, and the Kaufmans sing at First United Methodist Church in Winder, Georgia on October 12 at 6 p.m. You can find all the details at the Gospel Music Today website.
Everything in Between is a new CD by the Kingdom Heirs. It was produced by Arthur Rice and Jeff Collins, and the CD features full quartet songs, a cappella hymns, and lively instrumentals. Some of the songs are Just Drink the Water, I'll Never Get Over the Blood That I'm Under, and High on Zion's Mountain. I like the a cappella song, Nothing's Gonna Keep Me Down. That's the Kingdom Heirs with Everything in Between.
Old pickup truck, or stuffed down in the pocket of his short sleeve button-up. I've seen it in his toolbox beside the tractor seat. Wherever he was working, he kept it within reach. It was
The Chuck Wagon Gang has a new CD called No Depression in Heaven, the Gospel Songs of the Carter Family. Some favorites on the CD are Meeting in the Air, The Old Gospel Ship, as well as the title song. My favorite is Somebody's Boy. That's No Depression in Heaven by the Chuck Wagon Gang. Next on Gospel Music Today, we'll go to the archives and hear Sherman Andrus. It is now time for the archives.
In Oklahoma, Tisha Todd presents a program called The Circle of Friends, and they get together every so often during the year and raise money for different worthy causes. And on this particular night, we were there at the McSwain Theater. Sherman Andrus was the guest. Yes. And that's up next on Gospel Music Today.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus
We always enjoy hearing Sherman Andrus sing. He was with the Circle of Friends choir that night. And most people probably remember Sherman from his days with the Imperials, but he's still doing a great job.
Yes, he is. And we have so enjoyed having you join us for the last 30 minutes. Remember to tell your friends about Gospel Music Today, and we'll see you next week on Gospel Music Today.
Good morning, and we did it.